Hi, it's Sean Glaze with another Motivational Nuggets pep talk. Have bold expectations. Have you ever been to Chuck E. Cheese? You know, the pizza restaurant that has lots of games for kids to play? One of my favorite games to play when I would take my children there was the whack-a-mole. You hold a club and you hit moles when they pop their heads up to earn tickets that you can cash in for a prize. That's the part my kids enjoyed. The problem with too many young athletes, though, is they act like they're that mole. They're afraid that society might want to whack them if they stand out. Too many people live in fear and have that whack-a-mole philosophy instead of living by faith and expecting great things. See, immaturity, youth, is defined by wanting to fit in. But it's only by standing out, by getting out of the shadows, by getting into the spotlight, by announcing yourself and your goals that you begin to achieve them. Great teammates have bold expectations, and they're not afraid to claim them and stand out. Jason Terry played shooting guard for the Dallas Mavericks. They won the NBA championship in June of 2011. When they won it, Jason Terry had a tattoo of the Larry O'Brien championship trophy on his shoulder. He had gotten it in October. Do you think that motivated him? Goethe said that boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Now, you don't have to get a tattoo this preseason like Jason Terry did to commit to your goal. But timidity never won anything, especially respect. So have you announced your goals to others? Or are you too timid to speak them into reality? When David confronted Goliath, he wasn't timid. In the book of Samuel, David walks up and tells Goliath, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I will kill you. I'll cut your head off. I will give your carcass to the birds, and all the earth will know that there is a God in Israel." Have bold expectations. Sometimes athletes start off bold, but when adversity hits, they fold up like a tent. When they're in tough circumstances, they let go of their faith. See, in Numbers 13, Caleb was told to enter the land of milk and honey, but his men were scared to attack. The scouts had come back and said, yes, it was beautiful land, but it was inhabited by giants. The men said they felt like grasshoppers, and that was how the giants would see them. Caleb and his men let fear and circumstances steal their faith. You can't let circumstances impact your boldness. Let your boldness, let your enthusiasm, your passion, your faith, let them change your circumstances. Have you heard of the Pygmalion effect? In 1968, educational researchers conducted an experiment at an elementary school where students took intelligence tests. They told the teachers that 20% of their student body who were showing unusual potential for intellectual growth would bloom academically within that year. Unknown to the teachers, the students had just been selected randomly. But 8 months later, the randomly selected students, who the teachers thought and had been told were brighter than others, scored significantly higher than their peers. See, how you see yourself, how you see the people around you, what you expect, determines most of your outcomes. And the Pygmalion effect is true in more than just classrooms. It's true on the court. It's true in your home. It's true in your business. It's true in any relationship. It's definitely true in your locker room. Don't let what somebody else says, don't let your circumstances cause you to feel or act smaller than you are. You are a giant. Don't hide your light under a bowl. Don't let yourself be paralyzed by worry. That's praying for the worst. Be the aggressor. Take your fight to the opponent. Don't sit back on the heels. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your teammates, tell anybody who will listen what you plan to do. Speak your bold expectations into reality. The poet Marianne Williamson wrote that our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate, but that we are powerful beyond measure. Are you a grasshopper or a giant? Have bold expectations.